the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute lovin', baby.
Yeah,
baby.
Cool, man.
Get your granny glasses on, put a flower in your hair, jump into your Volkswagen bus, and travel back to the 1960s with us, because we have a groovy show in store for you today.
Groovy, baby, groovy. I feel like Austin Powers.
Yeah, baby.
As it turns out, I'm a granny, and I wear glasses.
There you go.
These are my granny glasses.
Your granny glasses. Sometimes in a relationship, you just want to get dumped.
You want to get dumped?
Sometimes you do.
I don't want to.
Well, sometimes.
I was the dumper. I wasn't the dumpy.
Which takes me to my first song. It was written by Ray Davies of the Kinks and released on their 1965 album, along with Tired of Waiting for You. It is one of the band's first attempts at a softer, more introspective sound. It peaked at number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Are you serious?
I don't make these things up.
You do usually if they don't have anywhere on the Hot Billboard 100.
Here's Set Me Free. In 1969, the U.S. Air Force closed its Project Blue Book, concluding there was no evidence of any UFOs. I believe that.
There are UFOs. I saw one when I was young and living with my parents.
You lived right by O'Hare Airport here.
Doesn't matter. It wasn't an airplane. It was circular. Around and it twirled around.
It was a mothership coming for you.
I swear. My first song of the day was released in 1968 by the New Colony Six. The song became a top 20 hit in the U.S., peaking at number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 and at number 13 on the Cashbox Top 100 Singles chart. The song peaked at number 17 on the Billboard Easy Listening chart, too. It also peaked at number 2 on the WLS survey in the band's home city of, can you guess it? Chicago!
Yay!
Here's Things I'd Like to Say.
Baby, is he looking after you? Is he showing you the same love, a warm love, just like we do? Baby, baby, it's you I'm thinking of. I'm in the morning when I wake up. Sometimes love hurts, and sometimes love's unkind, and sometimes you might feel blue. But remember now, darling, if his words are real, this will never, never happen to you. Baby, baby, there's things I like to say. I was hoping that with our love we would get married some. Sometimes love's unkind, and sometimes you might feel blue. But remember now, baby, if his words are real, this will never, never happen to you. Baby, baby, there's things I'd like to say. I was certain that with our love we would get married someday.
In 1969, Richard Milhouse Nixon became the 37th President of the United States. He had previously served as the 36th Vice President of the United States from 1953 to 1961.
I am not a crook.
Me neither.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Here's a tragedy. Dear Fran, for 3 years, a man and I were pen pals. Real friends. But when we met, he turned away. Now, I'm not bad-looking, Fran. What's wrong? Dearie, how about Lavoris? Has a real refreshing mouth purifier and love. Lavoris is the mouthwash dentists use most. Use Lavoris every day, honey. Next time you see him, he won't turn away, honest.
Check my breath.
Oh, oh. Now, that's enough. Clean up in Studio A.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1969, December 1st. The draft lottery was held for the Vietnam War. The 366 days of the year, including February 29th, were printed on slips of paper. These pieces of paper were then each placed in opaque plastic capsules, which were then mixed in a shoebox and then dumped into a deep glass jar. Very exact procedure here.
Oh, very scientific.
Capsules were drawn from the jar one at a time and opened. The first number drawn was number 258. So all registrants with September 14th birthdays were assigned lucky draft number one. All men of draft age born January 1st, 1944, to December 31st, 1950, who shared a birth date would be called to serve at once. Listen to the news footage.
The draft lottery, A live report on tonight's picking of the birth dates for the draft. Here at Selective Service Headquarters in Washington is CBS News correspondent Roger Mudd.
Good evening. It was 29 years ago that the first and most famous lottery number, 158, was drawn as the United States entered World War II. Tonight, for the first time in 27 years, the United States has again started a draft lottery. And the famous first pick tonight is September 14th, the first birthday that now is designated 001, which means for 19-year-olds born on September 14th, that beginning in January, local draft boards will induct those men born on September 14th, barring deferments. The next birthday in order, April 24th, and so on down the line this evening.
The first 195 birth dates drawn were later called to serve in the order they were drawn. The last of these was September 24th, and that's the way it was way back when.
You've got your granny glasses, but I just got a new pair of glasses.
Yeah, you look cute in them, too.
Thank you. And I can see for miles.
Yeah, you have pretty good eyesight with them.
Which, coincidentally, brings me to my next song.
Oh, is that a coinky dink?
It certainly is. It was written by Pete Townsend of The Who.
And who?
Who? Exactly.
Who? Pete Who?
Of The Who.
Oh, of The Who.
Mm-hmm. We through with this?
Who?
Okay. It appeared on the band's 1967 album, The Who Sell Out. It was the only song from the album to be released as a single, and it still remains The Who's biggest hit in the U.S. Peaked at number 9 on the Billboard's top 10. How about that, huh?
I believe that.
Just squeaked in there.
Because I know that song. I didn't know your first song.
Enjoy. I Can See 4 Miles.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see 4 miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile. Because all the while, I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles. Took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial. Because all the while, I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, nice to see all the weird things. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. There's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's all-new Pigeon Umbrellas, especially designed for pedestrians in the downtown area. Remember, when you're protected by one of Ed's Pigeon Umbrellas, you'll never again have to dread a pigeon overhead.
Catchy phrase, but I don't understand. Why do pigeons need umbrellas?
I don't know why pigeons need umbrellas.
I mean, they're out in the rain and everything.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
I know I need an umbrella from the pigeons and the geese.
Oh, maybe that's what they're talking about.
I think so.
Okay, now we know. Thanks for clearing that up, dear.
No problem. I don't care anymore about pigeons.
Well, you should. Somebody has to care about pigeons.
Why? They're good eating. Now hush, hush, hush. Which brings me to my next song.
Really?
Yes, it does. The last song of the day is from the band Herman's Hermits. It was released in March 1967, and in late April it peaked at number 13 on Billboard's Hot 100. There's a kind of hush. Now hush.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. Tonight, all over the world, you can hear the sounds of lovers in love. You know what I mean, just the two of us and nobody else. In sight, there's nobody else, and I'm feeling good, just holding you tight.
What?
How did you like that? Hush, at the end.
Oh, brilliant, dear.
Thank you. Did you know that in 1969, which is most of the stuff that we've been talking about is 1969. What? It's your 69th birthday this year.
What a coinky dink.
What a coinky dink.
How about that?
You're old.
I am.
Well, anyway, in 1969, Sesame Street, known for its Muppet characters, makes its debut on PBS, Channel 11.
Really? Yeah. I remember Channel 11.
Cookie Monster, The Count, Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird, Bert and Ernie.
You're forgetting the most important character of all, your idol.
Miss Piggy is not on the Muppet, the Sesame Street.
No?
Nope, she was on the Muppets. Miss Piggy's with the Muppets.
Really?
Like in the movies and the Muppet Show.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Sesame Street was only Bert and Ernie, Oscar the Grouch, Big Bird.
And the Count. Blah.
And the Count.
Blah. One. Yeah. Blah.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the big Mr. Snuffleupagus, the big elephant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And our kids grew up with them.
They certainly did, which explains a lot about our kids. Well, you may be floating out of here because of my last song.
Why?
It's by your favorite artist.
Jimmy.
Yes.
Goodbye.
X's Bold as Love is a second studio album by the English-American rock band The Jimi Hendrix Experience. It was recorded to fulfill the band's contract, which stated that they had to produce two records in 1967. The album reached number 3 on the Billboard album chart. Take a Trip with You Got Me Floatin'.
Well, you got me floating around and round. Always up, you never let me down. The amazing thing, you turn me on naturally. And I kiss you when I please.
You got me floating round and round.
Round and round.
You got me floating.
Hey.
Every time.
Touch the ceiling.
You got me floating.
Floating.
Naturally.
Naturally.
You got me floating.
You got me floating across and through. You made me float right on out to you. There's only one thing I need to really get to me there. Is to hear you laugh without a care. What I'll say now.
You got me floating round and round.
You got me
floating. You got me
floating. Mama's no boo. They both know I'm heads over heels for you. And when the day melts down into a sleepy red glow, that's when my desires start to show.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say